Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Can't you know you wonder, how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer. I am joined by my co-host, June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
Hi, Paul. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Jason Mantzoukas is away shooting a movie. So he is not here for this episode. He may be here for the next episode. We don't know, but we have two stellar guests sitting in his place. Please welcome Natasha Leggero, who does her own hilarious podcast, The Lavender Hour.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And we also have Gil Azari, who is now a new writer for Happy Endings, the hit ABC show.
Is it a hit?
It's
a hit? I guess so, I guess.
Maybe. I just watched it because I've heard, like, five people tell me Casey's so amazing, so I've been watching the show, and she is.
She's unbelievable.
The whole show is funny. The cast is amazing.
Yeah, everyone's great.
No, it's great.
So watch it next season, and then think to yourself, I listened to him, and now I understand his writing on the show. You got to pick out the episodes.
Yeah.
This is a fun game for the viewers at home. All right, so the movie that we talked about, the movie we watched this week was The Tourist, the Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp movie. I'll let them explain the movie a little bit. Here we go.
I fell in love with a criminal 2 years ago who disappeared.
Didn't we all?
And we all did, as you do. Paul has been heading the
investigation
to find the criminal. I decide to use Johnny to trick Paul's character.
This is exactly why she chose him, to distract us.
He's hurled into this credible world of intrigue and espionage.
So now that sounds like a moderately interesting movie. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the movie is. This movie is bad. It's really bad, right? I mean,
I don't know what that look is she has on her face. For the entire movie,
she looks like she's in like a perfume ad the entire movie.
I thought she was doing an impression of a European the entire time.
How do you want me to be?
Exactly.
What do you want from me? What do you think a dangerous woman would have for breakfast?
It was like
she's like Hannibal Lecter.
This movie is kind of like an Alfred Hitchcock seen through a guy who only saw a poster for like Charade and been on a lot of Match.com dates. They're like just bad, like, dialogue scenes.
Well, the crazy thing, too, is, like, I would, if you told me that Angelina Jolie and Brett and Johnny Depp were going to be in a movie together and there was going to be a romance, like, I'm so on board for that. I've never seen two people who are this attractive have so little chemistry.
But have you
on
seen
screen? Like, did they have any? There was
none. They had nothing. They almost hated each other.
Yes.
It was like an Israeli and a Palestinian. Like, that's the chemistry they had.
And didn't it seem like he had no charisma or something?
None.
In this world,
Johnny Depp is ugly. Yes. That is the runner of this movie.
And he's a math teacher. $20 million worth of plastic surgery landed.
Oh, don't spoil the ending just yet.
I was like, how are they going to, like, how is Johnny Depp going to be believable as a nerd? But he was disgusting and, like, so unlikable. It feels like they woke him up right before each scene.
He had, like, puffy face.
But it was still hilarious that, like, whenever Angelina would go into a place, she'd be like, this is my husband, and be like, this gross person.
He's still Johnny Depp.
I also love that every time Angelina walked anywhere, like, the service people lost their minds.
Is it because she's a spy or because she's so beautiful?
Because she's so beautiful. I think it's because she's so beautiful.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I had to watch this movie in 13 sittings.
When she walked into that ballroom, everyone was like, oh my God.
She looked like a skeleton. Her cheekbones were like so deep.
She looked like Tony Robbins.
Her lips are getting bigger and bigger, too. They're ginormous.
And I gotta say, I don't mean to be rude. I think she's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. But after a certain age, it's insane to have your hair that long. Call me grandma.
No,
that is too long.
Bad extensions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, the other thing was, all right, so the whole premise of the movie is Angelina Jolie is protecting her boyfriend who is a criminal because he stole money from the mafia or whatever.
And I had no idea that's what that was.
Yeah, that guy, that weird Russian guy that they're running from. And so she takes Johnny Depp on because her boyfriend's like, find someone who looks like me and then we'll trick them. And then the twist of the entire movie is Johnny Depp is actually her boyfriend with extensive plastic surgery.
$20 million worth.
But yeah, that's how the movie ends. Like, that's the face that you got for $20 million. Oh,
but what about that underwear model that she saw at the buffet table at the ball?
Wasn't he that was him? A guy that Johnny Depp was just texting to make show up at certain places to appear to be her boyfriend.
It was so convoluted and stupid. It made no sense why he would be like an idiot for the entire movie.
And because, wait, was he trying to figure out, now I'm trying to understand this actually, was he trying to figure out if she really loved who he really was without all the accoutrements?
No, but the guy that he really was sounded like a disgusting guy. He's like, the Alex Pierce I know had stained teeth and smoked cigarettes and it was shorter. And had a weird forehead. It was like, well, that guy sounds really ugly and weird.
Yeah, I love that part where he's like, you moved your forehead up. Like, that was part of the thing. Like, it was like surgery was he moved his forehead up.
He moved his forehead, and then you think that Johnny Depp is bullshitting when he's like, because basically Johnny Depp comes to Angelina Jolie's rescue. And you think, oh, he's like pretending to be Alex Pierce, this, you know, this bad guy. And he's like, your voice sounds different. He goes, voice chip. Like, that's like a real thing, like a voice chip. And then you find out, like, in the real world, it's like, oh, he's pretending. But then when you find out, like, 5 minutes later that it's real, it's bullshit.
How about that opening scene where she's reading the newspaper in her evening gloves in the morning?
She had gloves on the entire
time. She had a lot of gloves on.
And then she reads a letter she wants to burn, burns it with the candle that's at the table in the morning, and then walks away.
And then the FBI guy has some sort of crazy puzzle a machine where you can feed in burnt pieces of paper.
That was the most complicated puzzle I've ever seen in my life. And he was in 2 minutes.
By the way, they cut it together like it was this unbelievable action sequence.
It was like,
the most tedious thing I've ever seen.
Basically, the idea is that she rips a piece of paper, she burns it, and then puts water on it, and then they take those watery pieces of paper, bring them to a lab,
scan them,
and then they're able to read the writing on it. And then, but it's a huge puzzle, and he only reads the parts of the letter as like that are like
as the plot needs.
As the plot needs it, he's like, oh, just figured this out.
But what's so amazing, like just hearing us talk about it. You would never know that it was nominated for 2 comedy awards in the Golden Globes.
Yes, it was nominated for best
musical or comedy.
Well, it's so funny.
There's no jokes in it, are there?
Not a one. And I remember listening to Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes and thinking, this is really cruel and uncomfortable, and I take all of that back.
Oh, well, he made fun of The Tourist.
Oh, yeah. Big time. He, like, went after it. But it's all deserved.
He said the only movie that didn't have 3D was The Tourist. They had no three-dimensional characters or something like that. But this movie is even crazy, too. Like, there's that one shot in the beginning where there's, like, a bunch of spies that are always in a van or a boat that has a lot of surveillance equipment, always on Angelina Jolie. Like, what is she wearing? And they go, underwear or no underwear? And then, like, they zoom in on her ass, and the guy's like, be professional. And then the actual director of the movie just follows her ass down the street for a long time. What is that?
And you have to understand, everyone she's talking to, she's just doing the longest eye fuck. You know that thing, like when she's ordering her coffee.
And she's voice is, she's like super trying to be so sexy.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank. How are you, Frank?
Don't ask a woman what she wants for dinner.
It was terrible. Her acting was terrible.
I know.
It was just awful.
She's been good
in other stuff. Like, what happened?
I think, you know what I think happened? I think she wanted to fuck Johnny Depp. And she went to Venice, and I think she can really only have chemistry with people who want to fuck her. And I think that he was not, like, going to have an affair with her, and she just dominated him the whole movie because she just swallows him. Like, she's doing this, like, really intense thing, and he just is, like, nothing.
Yeah, he's just, like, plopping around, literally saying dumb lines. Like, his character who doesn't know the language, says things like, instead of buongiorno, he says bon jovi.
He felt to me like a sitcom character.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, it's The Tourist. And he would, like, do stupid shit.
Like Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, it was Balky. It was exactly Balky.
Yeah, it's true. Because looking back, it's like, why did he not know how to speak Italian? Why was he speaking
in the moment where he's not with her?
Yeah,
you don't need to fake it.
Yeah. You don't need to.
Yeah, that was the thing. He kept up his character so well that he, even when she's in bed, he's reading like a dumb American spy novel, like going back to his bookmark.
Or when he falls in the fruit stand, like European fruit stand, and then he's like, lo siento. He's like talking Spanish. Like, what are you doing?
And then the whole movie is basically like, this guy, Paul Bettany, is chasing him. The whole movie, because he stole money from a gangster. And then at the end, he leaves the check for the money that he stole for the gangster, and like,
The check for $744 million. Like, who writes it? It's like some clearinghouse check. Ridiculous.
And they're like, we don't need to chase him anymore. Like, then why were you chasing him in the first place? Like, what did this guy do that was wrong? And also,
no idea.
Another twist in the movie is that Angelina Jolie, who you think Scotland Yard is chasing the whole time, is actually a member of Scotland Yard.
Mm-hmm.
That was another twist that went nowhere.
I didn't get that part either.
I have a big question. What time period? What if you had to put a year to this motion picture? What year are we in?
Well, they had only had electric cigarettes from like the past 2 years.
Yeah, so electric cigarettes is like the big invention of it.
Because that's what Johnny Depp is smoking until he lights
up. Can I get a number?
Well, the 2010, right?
Well, they were trying to play some like old school movie, but then they were like,
yes, that's what was so strange. I mean, there were balls and swordsmen. And
yeah, you're right. He was a swordsman. He was like, he's just a swordsman, a local swordsman. Like, what?
But then I like how the train was like so high tech. Every time I see a train that's like in Europe, it's like built by Skynet. It like it's like flying at 500 miles an hour. Everything is pristine.
But the boat chase sequences were all happening like at speed limit.
Yes,
they were not fast.
I read
boat
about
chases.
It on Wikipedia, and it said like that they that Venice has like laws against like driving your boat too fast. So they were like on set all the time, police officers making sure they
were going so slow.
The slowest boat chases in history.
Didn't this movie make a lot of money though?
Did it? You did some research on that, right?
From what I understood, it made more money for. It's the highest grossing film that Johnny Depp's ever been in, besides The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Crazy.
See, I think people were tricked because it looks like, this could be a good movie. But really, when you cut down to it, if you took out all the sweeping shots of the cities and like the silences and the sighing and the pregnant pauses, the movie is like 20 minutes. It's like there's a lot of just like, I'm on a balcony looking out. I'm over here. I'm wistful. It's like
a great travel brochure.
Yes. Yeah, it makes you want to go to Venice.
And ride on a train.
It's like the director was like, I want to make a living postcard. Like, that's what I want to do. So boring.
I have the stats right here. So how much was the budget? Anyone have a guess for the budget on the movie?
Well, their salaries alone. I mean,
take a guess.
$50 million.
Okay.
No, I'd say more. I will say like $85 million.
Okay.
I'm gonna go around like $75 million.
$100 million dollars.
Whoa.
And then how much money did it make?
$2 million.
Okay.
I mean $200 million.
All right.
$200 million. I don't know. I have no idea.
You want to try?
I would say like $300 million.
Really? Yes.
$292 million.
Oh my god. That movie made a shitload of money.
Overseas.
It has to be all overseas.
Oh, because everyone just wants to see those stars.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. There didn't need to have any plot there. Oh my god, that's crazy. That movie is a huge comedy hit. That is the biggest comedy hit of 2010.
Oh my god.
And then I also love this movie also with all the bad guys where they'd speak in English for the entire time, and at the end they would go like, they'd speak in their foreign language, and it'd be like, understand? But like, it was like, but they spoke in English the entire time, but then one word is just in a foreign language.
I like how there were like, maybe like 30 accents within the first 5 minutes. We need to shove Europe down people's throats, like right away.
This is different. This is very different.
It's Europe.
Even when they got the bicycle messenger guy delivers a package to Angelina Jolie and they grab him. He's like, I'm Algerian. And
there were strange cuts though in this movie too. Like when Johnny Depp is pulled into Italian jail, he walks in and there's this like beast of a man there. Mm-hmm. And you think there's going to be this like some sort of a scene between them. You cut to the next morning.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened.
No, they set up these giant scenes that never pay off.
That's right.
Or it's like, all right, we're going to attack them at the train station. Then the train pulls in. No, don't attack them. And everyone leaves. There's just a constant like, hey, you're going to get raped in this jail. Like, oh, no, you're not. It's fine. He just went to sleep and you're nervous.
It is. Everything's a letdown. Even that last scene, the action scene with just like, four sniper shots or whatever.
Right. Simultaneously hitting everyone.
And then that was it. That was the end of the movie.
Every bad guy is standing in front of giant plate glass windows at the end of the movie. And that's the whole tension is, will they take the shot or will they not take the shot? And then they eventually take the shot.
Do you guys think that like a director is just too intimidated by those stars to give them direction? Like to tell Angelina Jolie to like tone it down? Well, like it's just like, that was the worst acting I'd ever seen in my life.
I will tell you that we knew one of the stunt guys who's one of the bad guys in the movie. And he told me that Johnny Depp would say often like, you sure you want me to do this? And oh my God. They would be like, he's like, yes, you need to do it. And he's like, I know what you want. It's not going to work. And he'd be like, nope, do it this way. And they spent 2 days, 24 hours, shooting that scene in the beginning where she walks through that little...
train?
The little train. Where she's walking that little plaza. Okay. 2 days, because he wanted to get it just right. There's no dialogue in that scene.
It was pointless, too.
Pointless!
She goes into that subway, and then, like, suddenly it's rush hour, and 1,000 people run out of the...
And we can't find
it. She acts psycho. She seems like a psychotic, like someone who's been tweaked, like she's tweaking, or like maybe she just went through a divorce, or she's about to have a nervous... What is that thing she does? It's so disturbing.
It's very odd.
Well, she's also like really manipulating this guy. Like this guy, she sets him up to be killed. Like he's in his hotel room, they think he's this guy, Alex Pierce, and then, you know, Johnny Depp, who is Alex Pierce, then has like this really sloppy fight scene on the top of a building. Because you think, he's just
PJs.
A dumb American tourist.
Mm-hmm. Striped pajamas.
But he's not. He's a criminal. Like, he shouldn't be fighting the bad guys. Like, threw a punch.
But the same goes for her. She's really like this, I guess, detective or cop or whatever she is. And then she shows no skill, though. It's like she does show up with that boat, but then when that guy tries to jump on top, she just takes a life preserver and, like,
It's like everyone plays an idiot for, like, and no one tells anyone. It's a trick.
Nobody has any skill.
The most elaborate plan of all time. I also like the idea that they reiterate the premise about 90 times in the movie. Like, literally, she reads a letter, and it says, I'm going to be on the train, look for someone my height and size. Then, 3 minutes later, you hear the voiceover of her reading the letter again. It's like, yeah, we got it. It's a change of scenes. Now she's on the train. She's going to find that guy. And then later on in the movie, it's like, she tricked us. She found a guy, his height and size, looks like that guy. It's not him. And then like later on, it's like, what happened? Well, here's the deal. You were tricked. You were the same height and size. Like, we get it. We get this.
It's like the dialogue they do use, they waste on repeating them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then there were just strange moments. Like when the interpreter arrives in the van during the last like action sequence.
Yeah.
The Russian interpreter, because they're speaking in Russian, he comes in, puts the headset on, listens for a second, and then says, "Give me some context." Just do your job.
That guy looked like Latka. He was so weird. He came in. That was Balky.
That was a total Balky. Because he was so like, and he goes like, and then he's like, he doesn't understand Pierce. That was his big miscommunication. He's like, Alex Pice? Pierce. He's like, Pierce. Like, that would be the one thing that, as a translator, you would understand, because there's no changing of that. If your name is Pierce in American or Russian, it's always Pierce.
I remember reading on the Wikipedia page this morning that when they announced it as best acting in a musical or comedy, the whole boardroom just started cracking up. Like, they just said there was an eruption of laughter, and everybody on the Golden Globes board just started laughing.
It's crazy.
Well, because it was nominated for a drama, and then the director said, no, it's a comedy. So the director...
Is it a comedy because Johnny Depp is so like, I'm Frank Tupelo, the school teacher.
From Wisconsin. I love, too, that scene where they're at the ball and
the bull.
And they're about to leave, and then the dance number starts.
Yes.
Why do they have to start dancing?
And why do they know how to, like,
step
with everybody else?
Because it's 2010, and everyone goes to bulls.
Everyone goes to balls, and everyone has done this choreographed dance. Again, Johnny Depp's character, who's never danced. Oh, that's the big moral of the movie, that he starts to smoke again. Like, smoking is good. Like,
instead of electric cigarettes.
He goes to real cigarettes. Like, way
that's
to go.
That's, like, the character progression of, like, we have to go from, like, electronic cigarettes to regular cigarettes.
But I'm confused. Did he know he was the other guy from the beginning?
Yeah, he was the other guy.
He knew that.
Well, he had to know
Well,
that.
He's the
he
guy.
He knew himself.
If he got plastic surgery.
I'm not good at plot-driven drama. Especially when it's, like, I wasn't dumb enough to sometimes movies go over my head because I don't understand how that could
possibly
be.
It makes no sense. It's like, he was always Alex Pierce.
So he was never a math teacher.
No.
No, he's been the bad guy the whole
time. You're totally
time.
Right not to get it.
Yeah, so you should not understand
His wife never died in a car accident.
Yeah, he's been her lover.
Did Angelina Jolie know that he is not a math teacher?
Only at the end when he opened up the safe.
So she thought at the beginning that he was her ex.
No. She thought that he was a math.
Okay. Yeah. And then he got plastic surgery.
He got plastic
surgery. $20 million worth.
But why else would I?
20 million. What do you do? What's 20 million? What is that?
I really want to get into that number. I want a breakdown. I want a breakdown of what that gets you. An itemized receipt.
I want to get into that number. Ridiculous.
That's how much it costs, like, build a building. That's not like. What is that?
He got his forehead moved. His forehead is different. And a voice chip. That voice chip must have been at least $5 million. The voice chip that only apparently changes his voice from American to British, like a British accent. That's about it.
And they made it look like Johnny Depp after surgery.
Also, this movie made so much money, there's probably going to be a tourist, too.
Oh, my God.
So maybe we'll get into his plastic surgery.
His doctor was very happy. Oh, man.
I love the scene, too, at the very end where the Russians are threatening to kill her unless she tells them where the safe is.
And she looks all ravaged.
Yeah, she looks ravaged. Oh. But it's also like, why don't they look around for the safe if the safe is just in that room?
Yeah.
Like,
he goes, is it behind this bookcase? Yeah.
And it was like a huge insignia that was like obvious there must be like some kind of safe.
And then the best part is when they take the knife and they're about to cut her and they put the knife right to her lips, like right to Angie's lips, as though we all know watching this. That those are $1 million lips.
Well, he goes,
please don't touch those
not her lips.
First of all, it's like the bad guy from RoboCop or like Beverly Hills Cop who's like, you will find that being an ugly woman does not benefit you. like that's his whole thing. It's like, I'll make you ugly and then men won't tell you that your order is a great choice. Like, that's really what
they're
like.
Crazy.
Like, great choice on that order. Great choice.
Oh, and he was mad because the waiter didn't say his choice was great.
Exactly. Movie is this?
I don't know. I'm actually really confused. I know I brought this up before, but what was the end game for Alex Pierce? He was confusing her because he wanted her to know the real him?
I don't know.
Gil?
I have no idea.
That he was down to earth? Which he said is the best compliment any American.
Right. Oh, first of all, that's the worst.
No, we have to do the scene.
The scene is amazing. If you guys remember it, do it. I can only.
Okay.
I remember a little bit of Johnny Depp's lines in that.
So you have to. Well.
He goes like.
Go ahead, Natasha.
Do you remember Angelina Jolie's part?
Yes. Or,
all right. Well, you do it. You do whatever you remember. I can fill it in if you don't.
I am. You are. What does she say? He's down to earth?
He goes like this. He goes, yeah, the greatest compliment people give in my country is you are down to earth. And that's the highest compliment. And then...
Oh, and then he tells her she's the least down to earth.
Yes. Yes. And he goes, he sees her on the balcony. He's like, you are the least down to earth person I've ever met.
Go to bed, Frank. Is that what she says?
Yeah. And she kisses him really hard on the lips, and then sets him up to be killed in the next scene.
How is that the compliment that is told to people in America?
I've
like
never
that's
heard
the
that.
Number one compliment.
That should have been her
down
first.
To earth.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
And also,
everyone's telling people that here.
Also, is she not down to earth though? Until that point, she's pretty. All she does is like just it's like a
she's
bad
wearing
version
evening
of my
gloves in the morning.
And she, I love that she has that watch. Her
right
evening gloves
in the
yeah.
space. Yeah. Where she, it's open.
Wait, I have a question.
I did love that actually. I have
a question for the men. Is yeah. she hot? Does she turn you on?
Okay, because no, let me just ask more. One. Let me yeah. ask one more question because I think her she is beautiful, but
she's definitely beautiful.
But like in that ass shot, even we're following a bony ass. Like there's no
when she's sexy,
she's too bony. She's too bony to me and weird. This she was like,
she looks
so
like an
weird.
Alien.
Yeah,
isn't
yes,
she?
Yeah.
She doesn't look natural at all.
Yeah, it doesn't like, look natural.
She had way too much makeup on.
Way too much makeup. They both had, like, eyeliner. He, like, couldn't wash his off from, like,
eyeliner. Yeah, he's still
like
wearing
just,
that Jack Sparrow
yeah.
eyeliner.
And he, like, dipped his, like chin strap in dye.
And she looks like she just ran into a wall of red paint. Like, her lips are just smeared.
And
like,
she needs, like, chapstick at this point. It's so, like, puffy and white and weird. She's
I just don't find her appealing, but I'm not a man, so
I feel like she used to be much more appealing than she is.
Well,
now.
She used to be like a little bit more down to earth. Now she looks like just like
that's the
almost like a
compliment.
Weird Barbie doll or
she's
something.
She's the least down to earth person you've ever met.
And part of it, she just wasn't like sexy in the movie. She just was like there's nothing to her.
The
like,
the most sexy scene is a scene where he's having a dream about, or I guess like she's getting undressed in her outfit. And he's putting on his pajamas. Like, he's wearing, like, these, like, old man pajamas, like, out of, like, a 1950s movie. Where he's like, all right, June Cleaver, I'll see. Well, he's got to read his book. But but the sexiest scene is, like, then he has a dream that he breaks into her room and then kisses her on the lips. And then he's woken up by food service.
That's the comedic part. That's
and
the comedy.
And their kiss was kind of gross.
It was.
It wasn't even hot. Like, you just kept worrying about that lipstick getting
it. What about his, like, he grabs her hair? Like, it was like, so aggressive and, like, I hate this.
And, like, he put his hand, like, through that, like, thatch and was like, all right, come here. Really crazy.
I just think it's disheartening that something that bad made so much money.
$300 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Like, because then they don't care. I mean, there's no incentive to make something, make a movie that makes sense.
I guess not, yeah. Well, how about that one thing where Johnny Depp is in a boat surrounded by Scotland Yard agents. There's about seven of them in a boat. And he escapes from being in the middle. Like, he's in the middle. He's, like, literally in a circle of Scotland Yard agents. And then, like, they're like, oh, well, I guess that happened. Wait, where did the Frank Tupelo go? He just picked his...
On a 5-mile-an-hour boat.
Yeah. He picked his handcuffs and then immediately jumped up on the side of the building and crawled into the window. It's like, no one heard that? No one saw him leave? No one saw the handcuff guy in the middle of the circle get up and leave? Oh, man. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I love his stationery, though. Alexander Pierce's.
Yeah, it was very... Well, that was the swordsman's stationery, probably.
Oh, you're right.
The swordsman was like, hey, look, this guy just texted me. He told me to show up. And he goes, really? You trust strange texts to just go anywhere? And the guy's like, not anywhere. Like, oh, if it was in, like, Canada, he would be like, no. But if it was in Venice, I'll do this.
How intense was Paul Bettany, too? He was, like, so crazy to me.
I don't understand what Paul Bettany was so worried about. Like, what was the goal of getting this guy?
That was
there
weird.
There was no goal.
They had set up some backstory, like he had personally been burned or something. Mm-hmm. There was no incentive.
Paul Bettany's like, you went deep undercover for 2 years, and you didn't even get us a usable picture. For what reason? Because at the end, the old James Bond, Timothy Dalton, who's in the movie as his boss, is like, who gives a shit? Like,
I don't know.
Who cares?
How many days, like, how many man hours do you think Paul Bettany's character put into putting that letter back together?
for real?
Yes.
He was in front of that computer the entire time just putting it back.
I know, but that was like a 2-day process.
I also like the one weasel that they don't even... There's a weasel in Scotland Yard. It's like, hey, oh, that's what Alex Pierce looks like. He overlooks somebody's shoulder and sees like a picture of Johnny Depp and then immediately walks into another room and on his cell phone is like, we got him. And like calls the bad guy who's mid-air, like in an airplane. They have no problem with cell service in an airplane.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, great. Turn the plane around. We're going to Venice. What do I own in Venice?
Yeah, what?
What do I own? For what reason?
Why?
Like, wait, just go to a hotel. Like, what do you own?
I want to stay on my farm. It doesn't make any sense. And they all had different accents on the plane, too. Like,
yes.
Some of them were Russian. The main guy was, like, had an English accent.
Oh,
it doesn't make sense.
How about that suit scene? There's a beginning of that suit scene where it's like he's getting fitted for his suit. And it's like, how does this look? Is it too loose? And then it's like, and then they cut away, and then it's like the guys come into the room, but it's like, just like a little moment, just a moment of this guy getting fitted for a suit doesn't really play into anything more, because in the next scene, he's also in that suit, and then he strangles some guy to death.
It's so funny if you track that guy's character. It's like, what do I own in Vegas? Oh, in Vegas. What do I own in Venice? And then they cut to him just trying on a suit. Like,
it's too wide.
I own a suit tailoring store. That's where I'm going next.
Well, I'll get some suits while I'm there killing people. And he also says, he goes, when someone crosses me, I kill them, their wife, their children, and sometimes their family doctor. Their family doctor? What? Why is that guy going to be brought into the mix?
I felt like he missed some steps, like their friends, their neighbors.
Maybe it was supposed to be a comedy.
Maybe.
And imagine, like, you playing the Johnny Depp.
Right. Maybe. Then, like, maybe it works.
You know, it's Johnny Depp, just it doesn't match.
No, yeah. Frank Tupelo, man. He's such
a suave character that we just don't buy it.
Oh, well, here's my issue.
Not that you're not suave.
No, I take it. My issue with Johnny Depp is, one, when he plays an American now, I don't believe it anymore.
I know, because we know he lives in France.
Yeah, and the same thing for Angelina Jolie. Like, I don't believe that she's not British, even though that British accent is really bad. Yeah, she's just another world.
She seems like a robot.
Yeah, she's like a more attractive Madonna. She's like, she's in from a different world that we don't really know, and she ages differently. This is so weird. So we went to you guys that are listening, and we said, come up with a better title for this movie. Now, these are some of the titles.
You've got mail.
John Hamilton came up with North by Northwest. Patrick Moore came up with Frank? Of course, there were just the simple ones, which were just things like the Snorist, the Borist, and the Turdist, which are all pretty good. There are multiple ones, so I don't want to equate those. But I think the best one that we got was from Ben Levine, Mr. and Mrs. Who Gives a Smith. Now, those are the best titles that you guys came up with. Keep on sending us your suggestions on earwolf.com and on our Facebook page at How Did This Get Made. Alright, so, and before we wrap up today, I do want to plug a couple things on Earwolf. There is a brand new website, earwolf.com, two new shows. Check it out. The Apple Sisters and Affirmation Nation with Bob Duca, a Comedy Bang Bang favorite. Probably my new favorite show.
That sounds hilarious.
I think that's going to be actually my favorite new show. There are new apps. And we have a t-shirt for the show. Our show now has a t-shirt. It's called Ridiculous Cage. It's a picture of Nick Cage, and it just says Ridiculous Cage. I kind of like it. It's really cool. So there it is, Ridiculous Cage t-shirts.
I love that.
You can go buy them online. And this is a part of the show where we're going to beg for money. We're asking you guys to donate money because we're raising money to get a new studio so you won't hear people practicing drums in the background. So you can donate to the show or just to earwolf.com. So that's some pretty good plugging. All right, so final thoughts on The Tourist. Anything that we didn't cover, anything, lasting impressions that you guys have?
$20 million for plastic surgery.
That's how the movie actually ends, too.
They're on a sailboat.
Paul Bettany watches from a window from afar, and she's like, that's what you got for $20 million? Like, oh.
Which is also, like, it was just a weird ending, because it's like, we know she's had so much plastic surgery, and...
Has she had plastic surgery?
Yeah.
She's had her face botoxed and
really?
Lasered. I've never seen her face is like the moon.
Yeah, I couldn't look right into it. It's like a crazy vortex.
She's creepy.
What would you guys title this movie? If The Tourist, I don't think, is a good title.
I'd rename it Slow Boat. That's just, to me, a summation of what the movie is.
Do you have anything, Jude?
Oh, God. Electronic cigarettes, lips, and split ends.
Natasha?
Chemochemistry.
Well, that is it. That is another episode of How Did This Get Made. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.
This February, true legends from the worlds of comedy and music will unite to form the Supergroup. I'm Tawny Newsome. On every episode, me and my co-host, Alex Kleiner, will invite our talented friends to write and record an original song with us over the course of a week.
You'll hear every step of the process, from writing and rewriting to recording and mixing. Songs with Open Mike Eagle, Paul F. Tompkins, Ted Leo, Woo! Sashir Zameda, Janet Woo! Barney, and more.
The Supergroup. Join the band February 6th on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.